Let's welcome in our first guest. The Platte River Fitness Series' Trudy Merritt is with us this morning. Good morning. How are you, Trudy?
Good morning. I'm well. Thank you.
It's good to have you in, as always, as we kind of make our way through summer here in the Fitness Series. The Fitness Series starts in, like, January, right?
Right. We are. We
year-round.
We run year-round.
So, yep. we're essentially halfway through, probably. Or
we're actually
more than
beyond the halfway mark. Okay. We have 17 events and we've finished 10. So we have about 7 left.
And how many people, is there a good number of people that can hit all of those?
There is. That's actually one of the incentives.
Sure.
Athletes are incentivized for, that's sort of the premise of the series. They're incentivized to try to get to all the races. And so the ones that do, we've had as many as 34. We average more like 12 a year, but that's all 17 or 18 of the events we have. But then the benefit is then they race for free the following year.
Oh, so nice.
It's a good incentive.
Good.
And then we have another sort of layer of incentive where if you complete most of them, so all but maybe one or two, then you get to race for half fee the next year. So it's actually really motivating, and it's really not about the entry fees. It's about people just need that challenge. We thrive on that. We're wired for it. That challenge of trying to get all those races in. People do some extraordinary things to make that happen.
I'm sure they do. You wrapped up a color run recently.
We did. That one was put on by the Nebraska Kidney Association called the Share a Spare Color Run. They had their largest turnout to date.
Very good.
It was spectacular. We had, honestly, more athletes, you know, some athletes, usually the kids are really into the color part, and some of the racers would prefer not to get too decked out in color, but man, everybody was in the spirit that day. Cody Park was alive with lots of color that had nothing to do with the flowers. And so we had a really great turnout. They do a nice job, and the funds that they raise stay right here in Nebraska to help people with kidney disease.
Very good. Platte River Fitness Series is Trudy Merritt joining us. And when was that? What day?
That one was the 22nd.
Oh, very good. Awesome. Well, what your next one then is when?
That one is August 26th.
Okay.
That's our only event in August. August is just a hectic month for families. And so kids will be in school. Everybody will be settled into their school routines. And this one's very special. They're all special, but this one, it celebrates the life of you know, lifetime resident, former mayor, former businessman, Jim Whitaker.
Yeah.
And what it really celebrates is the fact that he was such a pioneer. There was a time in not really that many years ago when running was not a thing. It was people who ran were in the very few, and they were considered sort of oddballs. And then in the 70s and 80s, it really grew and became something that everybody discovered or could discover. And Jim was really responsible for that here. And in addition to that, Jim is at the heart of the North Platte Trails Network.
Awesome. And so this is coming up a month from today, actually.
Yes.
Is that a 5K or?
There's a 5K and a 10K, and it's really lovely course. It's the only time we run this course. It starts actually out at the lake, and we run what's known as Whitaker's Way.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the trail that runs along the canal, goes up to the top of Dodge Hill, and then they'll turn around and come back. So it's a beautiful, beautiful route. And you get to run past the bench at the top of the hill that's dedicated to Jim. And so it's a really, really, really good day. And that one is put on by the Trails Network, and it benefits the Trails Network.
All right. So if you want to get signed up for that, do that. Do you ever get maxed out, or is there really max? Can you get maxed
no,
out?
No, we have,
I mean, you
know,
have plenty of room
so
usually.
So lucky. Every race has kind of its sweet spot. After 22 going on 23 years, you kind of settle into a number that is workable. And so, and we're really lucky in that we have places to run where we don't have to close roads. We don't have to, you know, we don't have to do things that require organizers to limit their field. Right. So we're really lucky that way.
Awesome. And I know down the road, you've got some half marathons coming up.
Yeah, we want to make sure people know those are coming because it would be time to maybe be training for those.
Yeah.
We have one in September. So it's about 2 months away. So plenty of time to train for that. That one, we do take our act on the road and we head up north. It's called the Eclipse Dismal River Half Marathon. There's a 5K and a 10K, so everybody can do it. It starts at the Eclipse Church near Tryon and runs through the unrepeatable beauty of those Nebraska sand hills. It's very hilly, so for those looking for a good challenge, it's a good challenge, but just those that just want to be out in the best that Nebraska has to offer, I would suggest that one. That one benefits North Platte Hospice. And then 2 weeks later, we have the Autumn River Run, and that is here in North Platte. That's our half marathon and 5K. And so that one's nice and flat, so they can go from really hilly to nice and flat. And then if you compete in both of those, in what we call the Two Rivers Double, you get additional swag, race swag, for completing both.
Oh.
And you get a little bit of a discount on your entry if you do both.
All right. Very good. That's all coming up. You can learn more about all the races on your website, I know.
Yep. PlatteRiverFitness.com.
Get signed up. The next one is a month from today. Even if you need to train for the 5K, get to training. I mean, I don't know if I could step in. Probably could step in maybe to a 5K and be all right. But